Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s for the next half hour. Well, coming up, we'll hear from a Motown Memories favorite group, the Velvettes, followed by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Valerie Simpson, The Undisputed Truth, High Energy, Bonnie Pointer, Rockwell, and Eddie Kendricks. Well, first up, the Velvettes. Well, the Velvettes were a close family unit of two sisters, two cousins, and a best friend. Carolyn Gill, Mildred Gill, Bertha Barbie, Norma Barbie, and Betty Kelly. Well, they were formed on the campus of Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo, Michigan. The Velvettes got their break in the spring of 1962 when Robert Bullock, who just happened to be Berry Gordy's nephew, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, saw a performance and invited them to audition for Motown. Well, they were signed to a Motown subsidiary label called VIP, and the Velvettes had the label's first chart hit with Needle in a Haystack, although it did not reach the top 40 status. Well, the girls were somewhat invisible at Motown. Not only was Kalamazoo a world apart from Detroit, their parents required college diplomas and did not allow them to tour with the early Motown town reviews until after graduation. They did tour in 1964 as an opening act to the Temptations, but there was never a Velvettes album. Well, here are the Velvettes, right here on Motown Memories.
Well, well, I once believed.
I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm come your way. Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm knocking on your door.
Does your mama know about me? Does she know as well as me? Does she tell you about
every day I see it grow, and I don't want to let it go.
This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
That was Valerie Simpson with Silly Wasn't I, reaching number 63 from 1972. Before that, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's with Does Your Mama Know About Me, reaching number 29 from 1968. And we started with the Babalettes, Needle in a Haystack, number 45 from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're continuing to feature lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, Smiling Face and Sometimes by This Undisputed Truth. Well, Norman Whitfield was the producer of this great song from The Undisputed Truth, and his funk revolution was on a real roll at the beginning of the 1970s. He was cranking out monster hits as producer of The Temptations, and he had plenty of creative pressure, and he assembled this one-man, two-woman vocal group called The Undisputed Truth to handle his song Overload. Perhaps what's the most interesting thing about this group is that they were the group that originally recorded the song called Papa Was a Rolling Stone in 1967 that didn't go anywhere, and of course was later a monster hit, reaching number one from The Temptations. Well, here is Smiling Faces Sometimes, right here on Motown.
Of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, smiling faces, tell lies, and I got proof.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I've got. Please don't leave.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Motown memory from Bonnie Pointer, one of the Pointer Sisters, and that was Heaven Must Have Sent You, and that reached number 11 from 1978. Before that, a group called High Energy, You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On, reaching number 12 from 1977, and we started with The Undisputed Truth, Smiling Faces Sometimes, number 3 from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, an artist by the name of Rockwell. Well, Rockwell is the son of Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr., and the singer had himself signed to Motown without his father's knowledge. Well, Berry did not find out that Rockwell was really his son Kennedy until after the single in the accompanying album called Someone's Watching Me was released. Well, the song peaked at number 2 on the Billboard charts in 1984 and reached the top of the Billboard Rhythm & Blues Singles chart, as well as reaching number 6 on the UK Singles chart. Well, much of the song's success was credited to the presence of Michael Jackson's recognizable voice on the chorus. It was the only major hit for Rockwell. His follow-up single called Obscene Phone Call was Rockwell's only other top 40 single, reaching number 35. Well, here is Someone's Watching You, right here on Motown Memories.
with Tom Fowler.
Well, that song brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed this show. We featured lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. If you have any questions or comments about any aspect of Motown Memories, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at motownmemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.